Silica, the remedy with a centrifugal action. Silica is a homeopathic remedy made of flint, the main constituent of which is silicon dioxide. This mineral is an important component of the connective tissues. It's essential for growth and healthy bone development, and is a component of hair, nails, and dental enamel. Silica is an important children's remedy and is often used for recurrent colds and infections and for constipation. However, it's also a key remedy in adult prescribing. It's mainly used as a constitutional remedy for issues that come on slowly. It's associated with deficient assimilation of nutrients. Children needing this remedy frequently have growth issues and can tend to be on the small or slight side. They may also have issues with teething, which can upset their whole system. The typical silica person is considered to be chilly, timid, and physically delicate. Typically, silica types have delicate skin and constitutions that are slow to heal. People needing this remedy, but especially children, tend to sweat easily, and this especially affects the head, but also the extremities. The feet can be very sweaty and smelly. Physically, there can be a tendency to spots, pimples, boils, or styes, or for injuries to become infected. Spots and boils can be slow to develop, and they can harden instead of coming to a head. The remedy silica can help speed up the ripening and pus-forming process in these types of skin issues. In fact, this is an important part of silica's well-deserved reputation, its ability to bring things to the surface. This also includes foreign bodies such as splinters. However, use this remedy with caution if a patient has an implant of any kind or if a foreign body is lodged near a vital organ. Problems on or around the nails can occur with silica types. For example, fungal nail infections, athlete's foot, or weak and split nails are all part of the silica picture. The typical emotional issues seen with silica in both adults and children is a timidity, mildness, or lack of confidence, but with an underlying stubbornness. This obstinacy is often revealed when they are run down or tired, and they can become quite bad-tempered or resistant. And in adults, there can be a fixed mindset in spite of seeming outwardly flexible. These people often lack stamina, both physical and mental, and in this way they are said to lack grit. Conversely, however, older children and adults of the silica constitution can be apt to push themselves to work or study for long hours and are often very devoted to their chosen profession. Silica types are often concerned about their self-image and what impression they give. This can manifest as anxiety and anticipation around exams or public speaking. They tend to be very conscientious people. Headaches or migraines that respond well to silica tend to start at the back of the head and extend over the head to one or both eyes, often focused on the right side. They tend to be worse for any mental or physical effort and feel better for lying down, closing the eyes, warmth, and wrapping up the head. The silica headache is often associated with blocked sinuses. The ears can be a problem for people needing silica. Tinnitus, glue ear, itching in the ears and recurrent ear infections are covered by this remedy, especially where the wider picture fits. Silica types will often need pulsatilla for an acute illness such as an earache, but will need silica to help address the constitutional tendency to recurrent infections. Recurrent colds and infections generally with swollen glands are a silica issue. Chronic catarrhal conditions can be a silica thing, with offensive yellow discharges with expectoration of smelly lumps of mucus. The sinuses can be blocked, and the nose is typically dry and obstructed. Enlarged or hardened glands can accompany ear, nose, and throat infections, and it's one of the remedies to consider in the case of mumps. In the digestive system, silica is very useful in the treatment of constipation with large, hard stools, which the patient finds difficult to expel. It can take much effort and straining, and the stool can slip back again. Silica is useful in the treatment of problems resulting from the suppression of discharges, including sweat, especially of the feet. People needing silica are easily chilled, and all their symptoms are better for warmth and being wrapped up. Silica types are affected by a change to cold weather and are sensitive to draughts. Sensitivity generally also is one of the features that defines this remedy, and here we see a sensitivity to noise, pain, and other sensory perceptions.